We have all that and more here on Top Story. My name is Faustina Safo. Top Story, as always, is brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Tonight, the Ghana Bar Association is set on firm collision course with its leader, the Attorney General, after it finally published reason for its controversial resolution demanding the revocation of the Chief Justice's suspension. The bar insists the act alone is unconstitutional and lacks the governing regulation under Article 296. They are pushing for the release of the full decision establishing a prima facie case against the Chief Justice. They also want the enactment of clear regulations to guide proceedings involving Superior Courts of Justices. Now, all this is detailed in the Ghana Bar Association media conference resolution, and that document is what we have right here on Top Story. My colleague Kweku Asante has been going through that document. Kweku, what else do they say?
So since that bar conference last Saturday, we have been expecting this bar statement, and it's a four-page communique, and the it contains resolutions of the Ghana Bar Association passed at its 2025 mid-year conference held at the Labadi Beach Hotel on Saturday, 26th April. It has a couple of issues, but on this matter, it is number two on the resolutions that were passed at that event. And it says, the Ghana Bar Association calls for the immediate revocation of the suspension of the Chief Justice as it considers the suspension to be unconstitutional, considering the fact that the president, who is not a judge or judicial officer, exercises discretion to suspend the Chief Justice under Article 146(10) of the 1992 Constitution in the absence of a published constitutional instrument, statutory instrument, or regulations governing the exercise of his said discretion as required by Article 296 of the 1992 Constitution. And Article 296 regulates the use of discretion. It continues that the Ghana Bar Association hereby also calls for the immediate enactment of a clear and comprehensive regulations relating to the matters under Article 146 of the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana to ensure transparency, accountability, and fairness in all proceedings involving superior court justices, particularly in the context of the impeachment or removal of such officers. In addition, the Ghana Bar Association calls upon the President of the Republic to immediately release the full decision establishing a prima facie case against the Chief Justice, consistent with established precedent. This disclosure is necessary to ensure the process is conducted in accordance with the principles of transparency. And then finally on this matter, the Ghana Bar Association says it denounces any and all unsubstantiated political commentary or statements that seek to undermine the authority, independence, and integrity of the judiciary. The association affirmed its commitment to safeguarding the sanctity of the judicial process and resolves to take all appropriate legal measures to protect the judiciary from undue interference or unjustifiable attacks. That is the reasons behind the Ghana Bar Association's resolution that the president must revoke the suspension of the Chief Justice, because they say they consider the suspension as unconstitutional.
Thank you, Kweku Asante. Now, even before this document was made public on Newsnight yesterday, the Deputy Attorney General described the Ghana Bar Association's decision to petition the President to revoke the suspension of the Chief Justice as shocking and an act of lawlessness.
If a resolution comes and it's pointing to the fact that instead of, for example, appointing five members to be on the committee, the president appointed 3 or 20, then we can consider that. If again there is a resolution which says that the president has breached any of the steps that the constitution provides for this exercise, we would consider such a resolution and look at how to address it. Again, we would also be interested in knowing from the Bar Association if they are aware of the cases that are pending in court. And if they are aware of the cases that are pending in court, if they are also aware of the reliefs that are being sought. In other words, I expect a bar, before they give a statement or a communique, to be aware or to have in mind that the matter is also sub judice. Otherwise, the matter is pending before a court.
No, I was asking you of what consequence is this resolution to the process that is already in motion as a chief advisor to the state and to the president himself?
I mean, speaking from the perspective of law, this resolution has no bearing, it has no effect on the process at all. Indeed, if what the resolution is saying is anything to go by, it is an act of lawlessness asking the president to do something which is contrary to the constitution. It's also an act of lawlessness asking the president to take a decision on a matter which is before a court of law. So as far as we are concerned, the president is on track.
Justice, you're accusing the Bar Association of being lawless.
No one is above the law, and no one is also above of lawlessness. So if I act lawlessly, I think you are entitled to describe my behavior as lawlessness. And if I act lawfully, you would describe it as such. And it is not an accusation in terms of that, because as I've stated, I've given the reason why I think the suggestion or the communique, if that is what it is lawless. Because first of all, there is a case which is seeking the same release on the court. And we all know that as lawyers, we shouldn't take decisions that will overreach orders of a court. That is one. Two, we are also aware that the president's process has not been pointed. I mean, no error has been pointed out by the bar so far. And we have not seen any error in that. So the call on the president to do that which would amount to unconstitutionality, as my colleague who just spoke said, could only be lawless.
Okay.
Now, that was Justice Stremsai yesterday on Newsnight. Well, let's explore the conversation further on Top Story today. Joining me now is Xavier Kuji. He is the PRO for the Ghana Bar Association. I also have Godwin Eduji Tamaklo. He's Director of Legal Affairs for the NDC. We appreciate your time, gentlemen. I'll start with you, Xavier. I've just been going through this document that you've put out today stating your resolution. You are going head on against the Attorney General, who is leader of the bar. He says you are acting lawlessly. Why exactly are you acting lawlessly? You may have to unmute for me to hear you, Xavier.
Is that question directed at?
Yes, it is. Xavier. Can hear me loud Hello? And clear. Xavier, I'm hoping you can hear Hello? Me loud and clear. Just yesterday we heard from the Deputy Attorney General, and he says that if your stance as an association and as the bar is that the president acted unconstitutionally, he says it is shocking that you take that stance. He says you're also acting lawlessly as an association. What's your response to that?
Can you hear me now?
Claire.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. I'm hoping you can hear me as well.
Very well. Thank you very much for the opportunity. It's rather unfortunate my good friend, who is the Deputy Attorney General, is using such words. He may disagree with our position, but I think that to say that we are being lawless, I don't think it's the best, looking at the stature of person that he is. We are just asking a simple thing, or our position is simple. If he disagrees, I don't think that he's used such words. We are not saying anything. What we're saying is that the president has the discretion to exercise. But in our view, at our General Assembly, majority of our members are of the view that the president ought to have had regulations in the form of a constitutional instrument or statutory instrument issued to govern his exercise of that discretion. And in the absence of that, we're of the humble view that his exercise of the discretion was unconstitutional. So I don't think that this will warrant the description that the learned Deputy Attorney General is using on us. He could have used words like inappropriate. I think that would have been better.
Now, there's currently a case before court, and one of the reliefs they're seeking in court is the revocation of the suspension. Don't you think you're overreaching?
I do not think so.
Why exactly?
because this is a resolution. I do not need to. It's just a resolution of the general body of the highest decision making of the Ghana Bar Association at this media conference. I don't think we've said anything that is prejudicial that or that will work against the outcome of the case, not at all.
Have you officially notified the Attorney General of this resolution?
Yes. If he hasn't received it, because we sent one to his office. If he hasn't received it, then he's on his way. But I know we sent one to his office.
Mm. But you realize that this would be going head on with someone who ought to lead the association. The Attorney General is leader of the bar.
No, we are not head on. We are just expressing what we think the position of the law is as far as the happenings are concerned. That is what we're saying. So it's not as if we have a bone to pick with anybody, not at all.
Mm. I'll come back to you because you have other issues that you want to be handled based on the resolution, and I'll come back to you for that. You also want the publication of that decision that established the prima facie case against the Chief Justice. But let me come to Eduji Tamaklu. What's your thoughts about this back and forth between the Ghana Bar Association and the Attorney General? The Attorney General says they're acting lawlessly. Is that the case?
Okay, so once again, good evening to you. Good evening to the Leonard Deputy Attorney General and my senior, Xavier Kudu. I'm really surprised that my Leonard senior today will be on air, effectively defending a position that Dina Akunaba, Dapa, and Co. foist on him and his boss, the president of the Ghana Bar Association. I'm so disappointed in defending this. Less than 2 weeks ago, the Ghana Bar Association issued a statement that was by the executive committee that comprises him. In that statement, nowhere did they say President John Dramani Mahama or the Council of State has violated any express provision of the 1992 Constitution. Nowhere. Only for them to go to a mini bar conference on Saturday, allow the process to be hijacked by the former Deputy Attorney General, Dina Asunabapa, at the point of almost disrespecting the president of the Bar Association, Mrs. Ofuagasi. It was a matter. It's a matter that is out there. So how can the Ghana Bar Association be double speaking? Take the two statements. The same statement signed by President Mrs. Ofuagasi and the secretary. Pick the two statements and this resolution. Whether you can even reconcile it. I mean, so how come that my senior Fuji with all the experience are allowing the Ghana Bar Association to be deployed?
Mm.
A group of people cooked an agenda outside, came to the mini bar conference, and basically forced it on people like you. Sometimes it comes to a point where on principle, you say, this one, I am not going to defend it because it doesn't represent my view. That's what you do. What are the concerns in the statement or the so-called resolution? They say President Mahama should, as it were, revoke the suspension. By what authority?
They state it in the statement that they've put out. They actually say that it is in discretion as required by Article 296 of the 1992 Constitution. That's the reason they're given.
Before I got called to the bar, There's a distinguished lawyer in this country called Joe Gatti. The wife is the president of the bar now, Mrs. Efua Gatti. The husband was a lawyer in a stage reference, Ranford Front. This is attorney general. And the electoral commission. At that time, the EC was creating 45 new constituencies. And he went to court and litigated Article 296C. This is what the Supreme Court of Ghana said. Maybe, with respect, I will plead with the bar president, Mrs. Efua Gatti, to possibly call my company law lecturer, the Honorable Jugati, to furnish her a copy of the Supreme Court decision in Ranford France that he prosecuted before the Supreme Court. It was to the effect. In fact, he asked on the Supreme Court that, as far as Article 296 is concerned, the reference to me appearing in Article 47 on the creation of constituency, there should have been a constitutional instrument before the electoral committee to create the 45 new constituencies. The Supreme Court, speaking to his lordship justice Gatiba, had this case, that it is not the exercise of every discretion that requires a CI or what we call prior published regulations. The court further proceeded that, like the president, he exercises a lot of discretion every day. And so, if you want every decision he takes, there should be prior publication of regulations. It will grind public administration to a halt. It is my senior, Ogafi, whose wife signed this particular resolution. Who conducted that case? Is it the case that she does not have the benefit of that decision? Two, the Supreme Court in that same case, reference to his lawsuit that he does, makes it abundantly clear that, in fact, that is when he introduced the word nuclear meltdown. If you want every normal administrative work to have a CI, and said, such matters apply to quasi-judicial situations, more importantly, adjudication. And it is only when it relates to adjudication, as the president adjudicated on anything, as the president or the council of state adjudicated on anything. So if you note, when it comes to adjudication in this country, we almost have CIs regulating those matters. So, for instance, the judicial committee and all of those matters. I mean, in fact, when the Chief Justice, in the case of Salopo Fek, decided the prima facie case against Salopo Fek, referenced Chief Justice to Farakufu, right? And thereafter, appointed the five-member committee chaired by his lawsuit that is pending. The first day, Charlotte Osei and the lawyers appeared before the committee. The committee put in place the rule and procedure that will govern, more or less the regulation that will govern its conduct. We've not gotten there yet. At this point,
okay,
the president, together with the Council of State, has just given an indication that A, B, C, D decisions have been taken relative to the determination of prima facie and the establishment of the committee. So where from this matter?
Okay.
And maybe I'll conclude on this.
Mm-hmm.
Just 2 seconds. The Ghana Bar Association is telling the Chief Justice that more or less he has no right to decide who should speak or the decision as to the registrar making a determination as to what case, what date, and what have you. As another part, that's it. Under what circumstance was Justice Ekia made the presiding, in fact, the first time, the judge in the matter involving Afrifoten and Richard Dapa. She was the deputy attorney general then. How did the chief justice get the case to her ladyship, Justice Efia? Was it a computer-generated assignment? Ask Asunaba Dapa. Under what circumstances did Justice Onyenuga, and then a court of appeal judge, the circumstance under which he was given a warrant,
okay,
determine the case involving Dr. Okuni and Sejo Abongo? Please, this level of hypocrisy, the Ghana Bar Association should not get involved.
Thank you so much, Edwidge. Stay with me because I just want to get a direct response from Xavier. Xavier, you've heard from Edwidge. He says that you're acting quite hypocritical. What's your response?
Let me start by saying that the earlier statement that he made, that decisions have been imposed on us, I think that they are not fair. I respect him so much. He shouldn't say such things again. He's my junior. He's my younger brother to any friend. You see, Edwidge knows that the highest decision-making body of the Ghana Bar Association is the annual conference of the Bar Association. And this includes the media conference.
Now, Xavier, another issue that has come up is that the president is deriving his powers from the constitution. The constitution also states that the president can indeed suspend the chief justice if prima facie is determined. Why does he need to publish a CI to that effect?
If at the General Assembly of members of the bar, majority of them are of the view that, as far as the exercise of that discretion by the president is concerned, there ought to have been published a CI or a statutory instrument before that is done. Why should anybody have issue with it? That is the position the members have taken. We may be wrong, we may be right. We all have views. And if you attend a meeting, the very fact that you have your personal views and various people have expressed various views does not mean that the meeting will not come to a certain decision. Once the meeting comes to a decision, it becomes the decision of the meeting. In that wise, you cannot be pushing your personal views any longer. So I don't think that it's fair to say that decisions have been imposed on us and going to the extent of mentioning the former attorney general's name, a deputy attorney general's name. I was at the meeting. I didn't see my learned good friend, Edwidge, there. He may have heard things, but I think that sometimes it is the best for you to have information firsthand before you comment. So for us, this is our position. They may disagree with it, but that is the position of the bar as taken by members at the media conference.
So it's safe to say that you're just voicing your opinions and it may not be founded in law. Is that the case? Can you point to one constitutional breach when it comes to the procedure the president went through with the removal of the chief justice? Just one.
I think that is what we have said in the statement, that to the members present at that meeting, and who put together this resolution, or who resolved on this, are saying that as far as the discretion of appointing the chief justice is concerned, the president ought to have done that under a published regulation as required by Article 296. Let us not forget that the Supreme Court is not bound by its decision. The fact that Joseph Frank's case said not in all cases that this must be done. Nobody is too sure whether the Supreme Court in the future can say that in the president exercising a discretion of this nature, i.e. suspending the chief justice, it shouldn't have done that under a published regulation.
Now, I want to find out from you, as a bar, would you be going to court to challenge this? Are we going to see action from you, or is all talk?
That's a possibility, because once it's about a constitution or law, that's a possibility.
A possibility you'll be exploring how soon?
Because going forward, there must be clear guidelines as to how these things ought to be done. So that's a possibility to have the cause to interpret that for us.
Stay with me, Xavier. I'll come to you for your final words, but let me get a direct response from Edwidge. The Ghana Bar is threatening to go to court. Your response?
President Mahama's association with the Ghana Bar Association relating to them going to court on a decision that he is facing, it's not going to be new. Under the Bar President, Nene Amadashi, who later became the Supreme Court judge, when President Mahama appointed or nominated for appointment two Supreme Court judges, his Lord Chief Justice Gabriel Poaman and Justice Yao Apa, the Ghana Bar Association went to the Supreme Court to challenge the procedure President Mahama has adopted in the appointment of those judges. At the end, the Supreme Court roundly vindicated President Mahama. The bar lost against him. So the bar can try again. They don't need a resolution. If they strongly believe in what they claim and want to be done, they have the benefit of going to court rather than hiding behind the resolution. In any case, is it not clear that the bar that kept quiet for Grigory Afoko to be in prison custody, the bar that for many years kept quiet, what happened when the people of Sankey City, Akpafu, and so,
But the bar is speaking. They are speaking now. And if you look at Article 146, Section 11, Edgy, if you allow me to come in at this point, the bar is speaking now. And if you look at Article 146 of the 992 Constitution, Section 11 says the president may at any time revoke a suspension under this article. As Director of Legal for the NDC, would you advise the president to revoke the suspension of the CJ?
President has the benefits legal advice. What decision he has taken now is a suspension. There is a committee in place to work. The committee has barely started its work. And already the bar is up in arms. This is straight out.
Thank you, Edgy Tamaklo. He is Director of Legal Affairs for the NDC. We have also been speaking to Xavier Kuji. I just come to him for 1 minute as we wrap up the conversation. His final words as PR of the Ghana Bar Association. Yeah, Xavier, your final words.
Yeah, my final words are that Edgy knows that it is through going to court by the GBA that the clear lines of appointing Supreme Court judges has been set. It was through going to court that it has been made clear that the recommendations of the Judicial Council to the president are not binding on the president. Before then, it wasn't too clear. So I think that if we happen to go to court again, we may clear the air on this kind of matters, including this very one that is we are discussing today.
Thank you, Xavier Kuji. He is PR of the Ghana Bar Association. And that's how we wrap up Top Story. My name is Faustina Safo. Up next is Newsnight.